I think the great thing was the podcast coming together. I think that's really nice that other people can really share and showcase themselves, you know, because I know that all of you come on the audio and you're put on the website so people know you through the audio, but to actually, you know, see you face to face, sharing and speaking on the video, you know, that really will open up people's hearts to maybe be more confident to approach. And what I'll do also, which I haven't done yet, but in the descriptions, I'll put the email addresses. So if people want to contact you directly because they've been blessed by what you've shared, they can. And I think that's a good thing to do as well. So we want to see God's word move all over the world. And, you know, the biggest thing is that we do what God puts in our heart. That's the main thing. You know, we can, you know, we set up the fellowship. We set up doing podcasts, YouTube channels. I put us on Spotify now as well. And they're all free channels. You know what I mean? I didn't have to pay for any of that to go up. I just, and I'm not even subscribed to Spotify, but I can set up a channel there, which I've done. And so it's just a way that, you know, God's word from what we're doing and how God's working in our lives can be reached out to the world. So it's word over the world from where we are, from what we're doing. You know, we may be together, but we're moving individually also, aren't we, in our places, like where you live. I can't move the word in Florida where you are, you know, or in Columbus or in Fort Worth. You guys are there, you know, and you look to God. You move with God and you do the things he puts in your heart. And that's how things are going to happen. The doors will open through moving that way, being led by the Spirit of God, speaking the sound doctrine, which is not some man-made class that somebody's worked from the Bible to give you, but it's what God's given and working and generating in your heart. And through your practice of what you've learned, you'll start to experience God in a big way, because God's really big and God is real. He's literally, you can't see him, but he's real. You can't see the wind, but you can feel the effects, right? And we can't see God, but we know he's there. We see what he can do in our lives. And so, you know, it's time to get real what we're doing. You know, it's time to be real and not play religion. It's easy to play, you know, this part of being a Christian. I'm a good little believer. I come to fellowship. I do this. I do that. We want to move in power. You know, we want to be led by the Spirit of God. It's time to really move with God, because God's got great works for every single one of you. There is someone for you to lead to Christ and to lead to God. You know, because God has given us the words and ministry of reconciliation. That's our job. You know, we're sons and daughters of God, but we're also doing God's business. God is the big boss. We're fellow workers together with God in God's business. Jesus said, I'm to do my Father's business. That's what I'm about. I'm about doing my Father's business. And it's the same for me. I am about doing the same business that God gave me to do. Jesus done what God gave him to do. I'm doing what God gives me to do. I'm a joint heir with Christ. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. I know who I am. So now I got confidence and boldness because of God and what Jesus Christ has done to preach the gospel. So the gospel is good news. And so what I'm telling you is really good news, right? That you are sons and daughters of the Most High God. That you are filled with the Spirit of God, that God's got before ordained works for you to walk in and to live and move and have your being in him, to be led by the Spirit of God, to walk in signs, miracles and wonders. We shouldn't have to seek any signs, miracles and wonders, because the just shall live by faith. And if we're living by faith, then the sign, miracles and wonders will be chasing us down with us. They'll be with us in synchronization. No, we'll touch someone, they'll just get healed. We'll say something, people's life will be enlightened. And their minds will be enlightened through the words, the glorious gospel of Christ. I was reminded of a scripture when I done a sharing the other day. I just got inspired to do a sharing when I was in the car. And it was 2 Corinthians 4:4. And it says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that don't believe. So people that don't believe, their minds are blinded. They're in darkness. Their minds are alienated from God. Like it says in Ephesians, before we got born again, we were alienated from the life which is in God through Christ Jesus. But now we've been reconciled back through the preaching of the gospel. and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we've been filled with the Spirit. We've been reconciled back to God through the words of reconciliation. So the words that we should be speaking should be words that reconcile people's hearts and minds back to the one true God through the accomplished works and finished works of what Jesus Christ has done. That's what should be coming out of our mouth. That should be our God-oriented speech. And we're all practicing this way, but we need to think this way as well. If you want to preach this way and speak this way and speak about the power of God, speak about the deliverance, you've got to have these thoughts in your mind. Now, what's in your heart will actually come out. What you've been dwelling on and thinking about, you will manifest and speak. Now, it starts off with thoughts. Your thoughts are seed. And the incubator for that seed is your heart, right? That's where the seed is conceived, in the womb of your heart. And over a period of time, that seed, if you keep feeding it and you keep meditating upon it, it's going to grow and give birth. And then it starts to manifest outside of you. So what's on the inside of you will absolutely manifest on the outside. So what's on the inside of you? What are your thoughts? Are they dark? Are they light? Are they carnal? Are they spiritual? Because you've got carnal words. You've got spiritual words, you've got a carnal life to live, and you've got a spiritual life to live. Which one is it? And so this is where paradigms are. You know, I've done a lot of sharings, and I've looked back on the website, and I've done a lot of sharings on the paradigms. You know, the old programming, before we got born again, the things that we learned and we gathered and gained from when we was born into the world through our families, through our mums and dads, brothers and sisters, auntie and uncles, for our friends at school, through the people that we hang around with, we've picked up stuff, right, from words, through actions, and it's become ingrained in us. You know, that's why when you look at a certain family, they are a certain way. Each family is different. Each family has a set of values and a conduct of living that they have, which we may not have, right? So my family might have a different set of values to you. You might eat, you might have your breakfast at night and your dinner in the morning. I don't know, right? But every family is different. How they do things, how they think about things, how they talk privately, you know, it's all different. So what have you been programmed with? What have you got to undo? But it's not that you've got to undo it, actually. It's all we got to do is set our eyes on God. And decide to speak those heavenly words, decide to speak the word-orientated words, that our speech is godly, seasoned with grace, is they're committed words, that we're not wasting time, that we mean what we say and we say what we mean, and we want to see the job of God's work getting done. So when we fix our minds like that, it's all about a commitment to really move with God. Like, I really want to move with God. I don't want to waste any more time. That's where our hearts can be. If your heart's like that, you're in the right place, because God will feed you through us. He'll work in us to give you words that will help nourish you, build you up, make you strong. Because here we speak the truth in love. We speak by the Spirit of God and we speak the truth in love. And our words are there to the edifying of the soul, not the destroying or destruction of someone. And if you do what we say, if you do exactly what I say, in through the encouragement, you will get blessed. You will be successful. You will prosper. Guaranteed, 100% guaranteed, because I'm not giving you my own thing. I'm looking to God. My mind is set on things above, not on the things of this earth. My thoughts are word orientated. My commitment and my allegiance lies to God, not this world, not my wife, not anybody else, but God. And there's an order and a pattern for everything. And when we follow that, I was sharing yesterday with Frank about cause and effect. Everything has a cause and everything has an effect. And so I was saying to Frank, if you look at India and Nepal, what caused them to become so fruitful? What caused them to walk in signs, miracles and wonders? What caused them to be able to heal the sick, cast out devils, raise the dead on a continual basis? What caused them to prosper and to be successful? What caused it? It was the heavenly words. And they received those words They didn't fight against those words. They didn't struggle because of other teachings that they had or that their old pastor used to teach them. They received the words gladly, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. And they continued in those words. They went and practiced those words. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine in India. And God was with them. And God was blessing them. And God was adding to the church. He still is. Daily, such as are being made whole. They're in India. They're in Nepal right now. And there's no difference. So the cause. Now, if we can get the cause of how they got moving and do the same as them, then we'll get the same results. This is how simple this is. It's not, you don't need a master's degree. You don't need an REV, right? A reverend. You don't need any titles. You don't need any big buildings. You don't need anyone with all the credentials and they're so wonderful. Listen, Jesus Christ is wonderful. God is wonderful, right? And we got the privilege to live a better life than we had before. And now we're born again sons of God. And God has highly exalted us along with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's seated us at his right hand side so that we can think like the Lord Jesus Christ. We can speak like the Lord Jesus Christ. We can live like the Lord Jesus Christ. You shouldn't be living below par. All these negative emotions and negative thoughts shouldn't be a part of us. If they're there, we can get rid of them. But you do that by the renewing of your mind, by the changing of your thinking. And that takes work. What's the cause of your problem? What's the cause of the things that are happening in your life? Just look at the effects in your life and then you'll find out where the cause is. Then you nip the cause in the bud if it's a negative one, right? So the words that are being spoken that bring healing, deliverance, prosperity, peace and abundance, those words are causing the effects of what we see in India and Nepal amongst the true believers that are moving. And that should be happening amongst us. But we've got to be humble. We've got to receive the words gladly. You know, we really do. And when you're committed like I am, you don't worry about what people think about what you say. I don't worry about any of you thinking if I'm wrong or right. You could say he's wrong. Carry on. All right? The results will show. Jesus said you'll know them by their fruits. And if we keep getting the same old fruit, then we need to change what we're doing, right? If you keep getting the same old results, you need to change what you're doing. You need to gird up your loins. Make up your mind. That's what that means. Gird up your loins means to make up your mind. Get committed. Recommit yourself. Some people on there need to recommit from when they began. Because then God can really bless you in the way he wants to bless you. See, this is not about me. I'm a leader. I'm leading you to God. And I'm leading you and giving you the words that will help you move powerfully with God. Did you see? I'm the same as you. But my function is a leader. And I'm giving you what you need to do, right? And God's working that in me because I didn't know I was even going to say what I just all said. But God wants you to move forward this year, going into the next year. And he wants to, he's got laborers waiting for you. But you've got to do exactly what God says. I can remember, she's not on here right now, but I can remember Becky Jancy coming to me. And I said to her, what do you want, Becky? Because before she would be up and down. And in and out all through the years, she had the same behavior patterns. And I said, I'm not moving with you like that because I'm serious. So what do you want? She goes, well, I want to do what you're doing. I said, but are you willing to do what I do? And she said, yeah. I said, okay, then. If you do exactly what I tell you, then you will prosper. You will come out of your situations and you will flourish and grow. And she done it. She listened and she practiced and she followed. And that's what some of you need to do. You need to make a recommitment in your heart before God right now, not to me. That's saying nothing to me. And just do it. Just do what you know to do. Stop messing around. Stop flirting with the world. You know, if you're looking to be rich, you won't be rich. You put God first, he'll make you rich, right? He'll prosper you. God wants to be first. Nothing wrong with wanting to have these things. But don't go after it because you lose it. You can't serve two masters. You'll love the one and you hate the other. Or you'll despise the one and cleave to the other. You know, you can't serve two masters. can't serve two leaders. You can't connect in 20 places. God's got, he's a God of order. Everything decently and in order. God is a God of order, guys. He's not the God of confusion. He's the God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints, right? So where he's connected you is where you're going to flourish and grow. And God knows better than us, right? So when God showed me where to connect, and I didn't want to connect there, I obeyed. I obeyed God. Okay, God, you know more than I do. You know my life from front and end, and from the end to the front. So I obeyed because I wanted to see fruit. I want to see growth. And God will make you strong. He'll give you the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ when you're obedient. When you do what he tells you to do, even if you don't really see it all, it's called walking by faith. You're not going to see the whole picture. It's walking by faith. God will give you enough to handle in one day what you need to handle. And you don't need to know everything. It's not good to know everything before you need to know it. You are where you are today because this is where your faith has brought you. And God wants to take you higher. He wants to liberate you because some people are still in bondage through your thinking, through your tradition, through your religion. You need to let it go. And then you need to now start believing what we're saying on it. Full force, full heart. Get committed. Get sorted. Get directed properly. You know, and then all this flirting around, mate, is just confusion. Wishy-washy. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't be flippy-floppy. You know, wishy-washy, flippy-floppy. Don't be any of that stuff. Be solid, man. No, be flexible. You bend, but you don't break. And you don't break the rules of being led by the Spirit of God. You know, you don't break God's rule to you, which is grace, actually. And grace is that we're empowered to do the right thing. We're empowered to hear the right words. That's what grace is. Yeah? Grace is not to please your own self. Lots of believers use grace. Well, I can do what I want. I don't have to listen to him. Who does he think he is? I'm a son of God. Listen, if you've got that attitude, you're in the wrong fellowship because you are not going to grow. And wherever you go, you will not grow. There needs to be humbleness and meekness on every level from every person. Even my minister is humble. Mr. Sangate Bain, very humble man. And he listens to what's being said, you know. If I'm sharing something, he'll really take me seriously. And so he's got my utmost respect because he does listen. And then he'll also come back and encourage as well along the same lines and say, that was really great. You know, I didn't see that. Very humble man. And we got to be humble like that, you know, because none of us know it all. But together we can know a lot. But really, we want to start doing a lot. I think we all know quite a lot, don't we? We're all pretty knowledgeable and come out with the quick answers and all that. Always got an answer for everything. It shouldn't be just like that, but it should be targeted from God, you know, real words with power and authority. That's how we should be moving. And this is just how God's, well, if I come over like hard, I'm soft in my heart as I'm saying all these things, because I know God's given me these words. I know he is, because I didn't sit here and think them up beforehand. I was too busy doing the podcast and messing around with Spotify and YouTube and trying to tweak everything, right? And then eating my dinner at the same time talking to Bambi on the phone. So it's like I'm busy all the time. All the day yesterday, I was busy. I didn't even eat my dinner till 10 o'clock last night. I was that busy. And the same again today until Kim said, right, your dinner's ready. You better come and get it. I'm sold out. If you want to move, hang around with the wishy-washy people. Hang around with the people that change their minds and go from this doctrine, that doctrine, do this, do that. Hang around with them. You won't go far. But if you want to move, if you're serious, hang around me because you'll get somewhere. And I would never, ever say that before, but I know my commitment. I know what I do. And I think my actions show what I do and where I am. So I'm very confident now in God's ability in me to lead and to be a great encourager. And I do what I preach. And you've got to do what you preach. You've got to start practicing that way, you know. So I would also encourage, while we're here, Go back over those paradigm sharings. Go back to your confessions. Seriously, don't stop saying what you want and what you see. Make some fresh commitments in your heart. This is a great time to do it, especially with this South Carolina trip coming up. Things ain't going to stay the same. They're going up some notches, and you want to come up or be left behind. You don't want to be left behind in what you're doing, you know? You want to get to the... If you're scared of heights, you're going to not climb the ladder. If you're scared to do the right thing, then you're not going to climb that ladder. God wants you to climb. He's bringing you up further, but you've got to be bold. You've got to say what needs to be said. That's what God's looking for. People that will live unto him and say what he says. And that's why when Sangate said to me, going back in 2020, he says, Lawrence, he said, I decided to speak thy word, God. He said, you do that. And do you know what? I took his advice and I done it from that second he said it. I said, yes, Lord, I'll do exactly what you say. And I'll do exactly what he tells me as well, as I'm connected to him. Because that's where you want me to connect. And I haven't changed one thing. I've stayed committed. I may have gone through different things, but I haven't changed my commitment. And I've stayed doing, even when I haven't felt like it. And there's been times I didn't feel like connecting. There have been times I didn't feel like honoring God. Didn't feel like picking up the phone, but I'd done it. And I'm glad I'd done it, you know. And that was God working in me to do it. Because he's with me all the time. He knows exactly what I'm going to do anyway. He's able to navigate me. He's able to help me overcome emotions and situations that come up. There's no excuses for any of us, really. We should be on higher levels. Because that's where God wants to take us. But God is patient. And he wants us to grow in strength. But now I know he's going to work it. Whoever's listening to me, really taking seriously what I'm saying, you're moved with strength. You'll start seeing the healings and the deliverances and people being raised from the dead. You'll start seeing your bank account flourish and grow. You will. You'll start being in a position to bless and to give rather than to be on the sponge and take. You'll want to give because you just have so much blessing from God. Because that's what God wants to do for all of us, not just a few that do it. So now, listen, believe what I just said. Go and do what I said. And there's no excuse either, because you can go back and hear this sharing, right? You can't say, well, I can't remember what you said. Go back and listen to it. And, you know, and stop thinking you're the leader here. I'm the leader here, right? And you're the leader where you are. You know what I mean? So you lead what you lead. I lead what I'm supposed to lead. I do my job. You do your job. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lanes. If you do that, things will run swiftly. And don't think of yourself any less either. Don't think, oh, they got it together, I haven't got it. No, 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 no. We're all the same. We're all the same. I might have a wife, and Jason doesn't have a wife right now. But it doesn't make us any different as sons of God, right? But there is respect that we show to each other. Like I show Jason respect. He shows me, I show Kim respect. If I don't, she'll beat me up. I better do as I'm told, don't I? You know, so we have to show that respect and love. But I think, stop it now. So we have to show respect and love for ourselves. By doing these things, you're showing love for yourself, you know, and you're showing respect for others. But it's about you. God loves you. He wants you to move forward now. Get out of the second gear into third and fourth. And he wants to take you cruising down the fast lane. Not in the slow lane and the overtaking lane, even though I know the fast lane is an overtaking lane. He wants you in that fast lane. And God is with you. Jesus Christ is with you. All the angels of heaven are with you. You are not alone. You are mighty sons of God. You are powerful. God knew you before you were even created. While you was in your mother's womb, he had his plans and everything prepared for you. So listen, we're on the winning team, guys. Just stay with God. Stay with God. Stay doing the things that would be encouraging. Stay hot. Be more decisive in what you're doing. Don't just stop all this should I, shouldn't I business. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're not going to do it, don't do it.